This goat man looks like he belongs on the cover of a 50 Shades of Grey novel.
Hell yeah, he does. Very sexy. Wow.
Anyway.
Gooby got it all wrong, all wrong, all wrong. Selfish thinking so strong, so strong, so strong. Don't want you to be alone, alone, all alone. Yeah, baby. Come into my arms, yeah. Ladies, gentlemen, beings of another planet, welcome to Stayhood. I'm glad you tuned in on your frequency, your whatever you pick up, the radio or Spotify or whatever you're, what are you feeling today? I'm your host this week of Stayhood, Derek, followed by the astronaut himself, Will.
I can't wait until the aliens we discover via the James Webb Telescope find our podcast via binary.
Ooh,
because we will be a part of that time capsule.
When they destroy our planet because of what we say. Yep. And I would say Mr. Martian makes poo potatoes, Anthony.
I'm sorry, makes what?
Poo potatoes. Oh. Have you ever seen little Matt Damon up in the Martian? He fertilizes his potatoes with his
own. You said Mr. Martian. I was not thinking of Matt Damon's
Martian.
Yeah,
I was
Martian.
Thinking of the cartoon.
Yeah,
I was like, I must have missed that episode.
He makes poo potatoes with Bugs Bunny, you know?
You said poo potatoes, and my brain took a hard left.
Yeah, you know, we're starting out strong here. It might be the fireball I'm drinking. But this week, we're going to talk about the wonderful state of Virginia, some known as the 10th state in the colonies. Well, I guess
it's such a good state, they made two of them.
They made two of them. A West, which is the ugly stepsister, and then Virginia. Should have stopped at Virginia.
Poor West Virginia. Have we done West Virginia?
Before we get into it, yeah, we'll get there. We'll get there. Before we get to the politically charged state of Virginia, we are going to take a quick jaunty car ride down to Florida to hear about the lightning round of people that make up the, I can only say, bizarre news out of one state.
I can't wait to take a 6-hour car ride just to arrive in Florida.
Yeah, we're going to have to make some pit stops. I just drank like 3 big gulp sodas, so...
And Anthony's the one driving. Derek and I are drunk.
Drunker than a skink.
I'm not going to lie. I stood up to go refill my drink, and I was a little more wobbly than I thought I was going to be. We have done West Virginia, by the way.
We did. All right. For a first Florida article, naked Florida man arrested after banging on house with barbell.
With barbell? Oh. Was it his own house?
No.
Probably not if he was arrested. So.
That's a great point.
He's outside his house breaking his door. Sir, you gotta come with us.
Is it still public indecency if your windows are open and you're just full nude in front in like plain
only
view of them?
If you're full press and it looks like a tree with 2 toppers against the window, that is public indecency.
But it looks like a deformed elephant.
Correct. If you're tastefully 1.5 inches away, it's not public indecency. You just got caught in the window. The good old phrase, put your titties on the glass, is a felony.
We can't canonize our horrible sentence from college.
If you thought that naked man was fun, caught on video stealing American flag from Florida home.
Derek, are these all naked man related?
I hope so.
The more naked, the better.
You just stole a flag?
Yeah. Yep. Well,
sure.
Naked.
Why not?
Trial rescheduled for passenger accused of drunken motorized luggage chase at Orlando Airport.
Was this the same drunken luggage chase that I reported on last episode?
If she was a New Jersey woman in Florida, then yes.
Sounds great. It sounds very similar.
Almost the same. Away. I'm going to look up Reddit and see if I can't confirm. You keep going.
Teacher leaves classroom on stretcher after 5-year-old student attacks her.
Oh!
Wow.
What?
5-year-olds throwing hands these days.
Goodness.
Okay, well, it's probably a stretcher because he took out her legs because he's 5 years old, and that's about as high as he can reach, just punching the legs.
He watched too much Karate Kid, and he had to sweep the legs.
Get her a body bag.
Get her a body bag. No.
The fun story that we'll enjoy, the Japanese Joro spiders are spreading in the U.S. along the entire East Coast. The size of the palm of your hand.
You said Japanese at first, and I thought it was going to be anime related. It's the only one of the three of us that regularly watches spider. Anime. But no, it's spider related, which is so much worse.
Is that like a tarantula, or is it like a... What does it look like?
You've the probably
Juro
seen,
spider, G-U-R-O?
You've probably seen these things G-J. At the Toledo Zoo.
No, oh, thank you! Oh, no!
They are massive and golden and a red belly.
Right.
Well, I mean, it's just all legs.
No!
I mean, the body's like the size of a peanut. No,
absolutely not.
But the good news is they're only going to be on the East Coast for now, but their trademark signature is they fall from trees on people. So you might be on the East Coast in like Boston, and then a spider slaps you in the face.
Well, guess who's never going to the East Coast anymore? Also, follow up on the drunken suitcase chase. I think Derek's is a follow up to my previous drunken suitcase motorized suitcase chase.
Also, are these spiders poisonous? I would assume so with how brightly colored
so.
It
they're
is.
Very vibrant, yeah.
It's a great question.
No, thank you. No, thank you at all. Guess who's not going to East Coast to come any closer west? I'm going further west. Find me in Washington.
I'm leaving to go to the East Coast this weekend, actually.
Oh, exciting.
Glad I don't live near you. Bring one back or eggs. No, thanks.
Will, I got you a present.
No, you stay back.
It's a whole family of them.
I bought you the egg sack. That way they can live in your house.
I will burn down my newly purchased house in the surrounding area.
And... actually, we're going to do two more because this one's nice. Florida man accused of stealing crossbow by stuffing it down his pants.
That's
stealing
that's
what?
Some trouser
a crossbow.
Space.
Crossbow. Oh.
Like just a full crossbow. Mm-hmm. That's. My dad has a crossbow. They're quite large.
That is very large. I'm hoping that it was like already cocked when he like tried to stuff it down. And then all of a sudden it just like releases and like doesn't have like a bolt in it or anything to cause any major problems, but basically just turns it into like if you like take like a rubber band, pull it back and snap it on someone.
Your penis.
A loaded crossbow. A loaded crossbow is a very intentional thing.
Yeah, I don't know how big his pants are, but that's not easy to hide. I'm assuming that's why he was caught.
Well, I mean... no. Have you seen MC Hammer? Take those pants.
He's got Hammer pants.
Parachute pants.
Yeah.
He could jump up a building and survive with those things.
That's true.
And for my final Florida article this week, pilot removed from cockpit before flight to Florida because he was hammered.
Yeah, that tracks. It's the most. That might be the most tame,
normal
Florida man article we've ever had.
Oh, easily. I mean, that seems like just anywhere can happen. The other ones are definitely Florida, you know.
Yeah.
Now, before we go to an ad break, I was looking at Virginia things, and I did find some strange things that have happened in Virginia, and there's been some weird coincidences that have happened over the years. Apparently, mailing yourself in Virginia is a very common thing.
Kinky.
In 1849, Henry Box Brown, a 33-year-old slave, escaped to freedom by having himself shipped in a wooden crate to Philadelphia.
He shipped himself to where?
Philadelphia, from Virginia.
That's a
not terrible. It's still a trek, but not terrible.
I feel like back
I
in
mean,
the day.
I mean, that would have taken a while.
That would have taken a while, but I feel like you could have put yourself in a large enough cask or crate.
Yeah, but this is like before planes or anything, so you had to have been like probably loaded onto a train... shipped over there.
What year is this, Dirk?
This was the beautiful year of 1849. Would you like to guess how much it cost
era,
in 1849 to ship someone or a box that big?
I was going to say, is there a price to ship someone?
It was a total of $86 in 1849, which sounds like...
translates today to like $2,000, yeah?
A lot, yeah. And you... take a guess at how long it took him to get from Richmond, Virginia to Philadelphia.
At least 4 days.
I mean, it had to have been 4 days, 5 days.
27 hours later.
27? Okay, so that's much shorter.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I took a train from Cleveland, Ohio to Boston, and that was 14 hours.
Did he just time it up right? Where like the train was already ready to go there? And
he just
hopped in the box, yeah.
Speaking of traveling by mail, in March of 1915, a six-year-old girl was sent by United States Parcel Post from her mother's house in Pensacola, Florida, to her father in Virginia. It was cheaper than by train.
So this sounds like some parents were trying to get by on the frugal side.
What year was that one?
That was 1915.
Oh, so, okay. You know, just the last century.
So it says, the girl's journey costs 15 cents and remains the record for the longest distance any child traveled by post to date. Long history of that. The next fun article, the new headline, is in 2004, a private day school in Alexandria, Virginia, accidentally served students margaritas instead of limeade.
Now...
Tequila!
Tequila!
Now, was it full margaritas or was it margarita mix instead of limeade?
It was pre-mixed margaritas left over by the staff. Okay. It was pre-mixed margaritas left over from a staff party 2 days earlier, and thinking it was limeade, served it up with a special special lunchtime treat.
They have some fun staff parties.
And one of the kids is quoted as saying, "Oh, yummy, this smells like mommy."
That's a fake quote.
How old were the kids?
That's a fake quote. Somebody made that up for lulz.
It's a private day school. I'm not sure what the age of that is, but yeah.
Private day school might actually be a real quote.
Yeah.
"Oh, yummy, this smells like mommy." Another kid was quoted as says, "Gross." Another one says, "Smells funny."
Smells like mommy. Still a fake quote. There's no way somebody regularly drinks margaritas.
I mean.
As their go-to cocktail.
In November of 2012, Hank the Cat from Springfield came in third in the 2012 U.S. Senate race.
Hank. It's always the first guess.
Wow.
He earned approximately 7,319 write-in votes and became a strong third-place finish.
What percent of the vote was that? Please tell me it gives you a percent.
It does not give me a percent.
Damn.
7,000 people writing in a cat, though, is pretty impressive.
Is this a local election?
No, this was U.S. Senate race.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I missed the Senate part. I just heard the Virginia part.
Let's see. In 2007, when a 75-year-old Virginia woman wasn't happy with her Comcast service, she destroyed their local office with a hammer.
The whole office.
That's
with
some
a
determination.
Hammer.
Go on.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, it sounds, when you say destroys the whole office with a hammer, it sounds like some video game Mario nonsense where you just take a sledgehammer and just level the building. But it sounds more like this old lady kicked the door in and started smashing computers.
The brief description says, when 75-year-old from Bristol was disappointed in her service she received from Comcast, she made it very clear. After several attempts at getting her service restored, the church-going AARP security secretary marched into her local Comcast office, hammered in hand, and reported to smash a keyboard, knock over a monitor, and destroy a phone. As she stated, "I figured, hey, my telephone is screwed up, so is yours."
That's some pretty light damage.
So she destroyed like four things in the office.
Yeah.
little overhyped on the whole destroying the whole office thing.
They made it sound like they leveled it with a hammer.
Yeah. Like spent all night just bashing everything in with a hammer.
Y'all ever just leveled a small structure with like a sledgehammer? My grandma had us break down an old tool shed with sledgehammers, and it was the best day of my life. It was so fun.
Fun.
Here you go, kids. Go out there and beat
that was basically
grandma
what my grandma
loves
said.
You.
She handed me and my brother sledgehammers, and she said, "Go to work."
And for my final fun, I guess, news headline, in 2011, a cow stole 26 gallons of milk from Walmart in North Stafford.
Oh, a cow stole that?
It is in quotations. The word cow.
What does that mean?
Was it not actually a cow? Was it somebody dressed up as a cow?
Okay, it wasn't really a cow. Rather, a man dressed as a cow.
Called it.
And crawling in all fours throughout the store. In 2011, an 18-year-old man crawled into the local Walmart in full cow costume after putting 26 gallons of milk in his cart and sauntered out of the store on two legs at this moment. He ditched the costume, but later apprehended from video surveillance. Sigh, only in Virginia.
No, not only. What? Virginia does not have this reputation for buck wild nonsense. That's Florida shtick.
Yeah. So yeah, only that's my fun Virginia. Little article headlines. Before we hit my more serious articles, my more raunchy ones, we're going to take a quick ad break to Advil and going to get some more of those ads.
Are we, I hate when are we sponsored raunchy. By Advil now?
That's man, Tylenol. I wish.
Tylenol PM. Tylenol hates when we say
very
Advil.
Very confusing.
All right, boys, let's get into some Virginia. Now, I don't know what you guys know about Virginia. I don't know much either, but I know from watching the movie Gettysburg that Virginia is a very proud state.
I know that Virginia's current governor is some dude named Youngkin. Who has some
from watching Gettysburg contention. At Derek's house, I can also confirm.
Was that at my house?
Yes.
I thought
you had the DVD.
That's right. I did. My dad had that. All right.
Hey, Derek, remember, you two grew up together.
We did. I also thought we watched it in Mr. Wagner's class.
I think we also watched it there, too.
Hold on. You guys had a Mr. Wagner, too? I had a Mr. Wagner. Was he a history teacher?
He was. Did he have a cute ankle tattoo?
No. My Mr. Wagner was like 400 pounds.
Well, ours was with a cute ankle tattoo. he must have worn socks when he went to your school.
No, he was a bald, angry 400-pound man who just... seemed very tired with his job.
Well, that's pretty damn close.
Yeah.
All right. First article this beautiful evening. Virginia Sheriff's Office praises goat for assistance in chasing suspect.
That goat knew what it was doing.
The goat was returned to its owner after the incident was resolved.
Now, what goat are we talking here? Is this like Tom Brady or...
Oh.
Or Michael Jordan, or
we are actually
satyr.
Talking of a physical barnyard goat,
a fawn of some sort.
Peyton Manning.
Yes,
I'm typing in goat hyphen man into Google and seeing what I get. No, I still just keep getting satyrs.
goat yeah. Man. I would imagine.
Goat man, cryptid wiki. Hold on. Keep going.
The article starts. You've goat to be kidding me.
I hate ha, it. Ha, I leave. Ha, I quit. I've had enough of this.
A Virginia sheriff's office is thanking a goat for assisting deputies during a foot pursuit with a fleeing suspect this month. The goat named Gracie helped two deputies flush out a suspect they were chasing on February 13th, according to the Henry County Sheriff's Office. Flush out. Had a gun. It was just waving it in the air.
Oh.
Sometimes help comes in all shapes and sizes, the sheriff's office wrote on Facebook. Very, very important thing going on. Captain and the deputy said they came across a suspect while investigating a domestic assault case in the Fidel area of Henry County.
No, Fidel.
Fidel, the Henry County area. After telling the suspect he was under arrest, the suspect fled on foot, leading the two police officers to chase him through a fence line and across a field. During the chase, the goat from the property joined the deputies in their pursuit.
That goat wow. does not like people
I'm also,
on his property.
I also realized a little bit after you said it that you said help. Like, as in, like, to be helpful. Like, help I comes in all shapes yeah. and sizes. I heard hell. And I was like, wow, that is... That
hell
is
comes in all
reach
shapes
right
and
there.
Sizes yeah. as this goat with glowing red eyes chases
goat
down this
straight from hell.
Oh no. When the goat reached the next line of the fence in the field, the goat then continued through the fence in front of the deputy and chased the man into the woods. As the police officer surveyed the situation, the goat and a deputy on the other side flushed the man out of the woods and he was taken into custody, according to the Martinsville Bulletin. Deputies said the goat was returned to its owner after the incident resolved. Authorities have yet to provide the name of the suspect.
Interesting.
Hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, in Virginia, if you ever need help, call in the local wildlife. They will help you chase down perps.
Now, if you were to guess where Goatman the Cryptid is located, where would you guess?
West Virginia.
Goatman. That sounds like a very plausible place.
It sounds like a very West Virginian kind of cryptid. In fact, I feel like West Virginia feels like a very
although West Virginia already has
a lot
the Mothman.
It does have,
and they also have Bigfoot sightings. So I guess that is a little full for another.
Let's to be go... fair, a lot of places have Bigfoot sightings. Hence
let's
a map
go,
I looked up
Kentucky,
a few episodes ago.
Will.
Kentucky? No, fun fact, Goatman is a Maryland, Louisiana, and Texas. Now... Those three things don't seem to have a lot in common, but apparently they have Goatman in common.
Maryland and Texas seem pretty far away. Louisiana and Texas are a lot more,
they're
reasonable.
If I had to guess, the goat man in Texas is probably just being a mistaken identity. It's probably actually the chupacabra.
Chupacabra is actually listed in this Cryptid Wiki article.
Fantastic.
A relative of the New Orleans evil chupacabra-like cryptid, the Grunch, also known as the Goat Man.
I love the Grunch. I reported on the Grunch at one point.
Yep, you did. If you look in the Discord chat, I have dropped a picture of said Goat Man, quote, caught on a trail cam.
Oh my goodness. Oh. That is a devil. That is not even a Goat Man. That's a devil.
That is the
devil. And here is a much hornier representation of said Goat Man.
Wow, I'm actually very turned on by the goat man.
One muscular goat man.
Damn.
This goat man looks like he belongs on the cover of a 50 Shades of Grey novel.
Hell yeah, he does. Very sexy. Wow.
Anyway,
to my next Virginia article. Someone just played a hilarious Simpsons prank on a Virginia school board. Now, what do you think that means?
What is the Simpsons prank? There's so
they
many.
They released a bunch of nuclear waste into the city.
That's a good prank.
They released a silo of pig feces into the nearby lake.
Poo potatoes.
Poo potatoes from the Martian. Anthony knows all about that. No, I would say the very common Simpsons.
Hold on,
prank.
Wait. They sawed off the head of a local hero statue.
You must not watch The Simpsons at all, because I don't know if that's
absolutely a Simpsons goof.
Is it a common thing?
No, but it's notable. Go on.
So the Simpsons prank they're talking about is when Bart calls the bar and gives them names that when he shouts out loud, they sound dirty.
Prank calls.
Yes. Phil McCracken,
son of a bitch.
Aileen Dover, and Ophelia McCock were some of the names submitted for a public comment at a school board meeting in Henrico County, Virginia.
Ophelia McCock is not one I've heard before, but is very good.
That one is
Ophelia.
Very good.
Say it with like an Irish accent, and it sounds even better.
I don't know if I could pull off a proper Irish accent with that.
Try one.
Ophelia McCock. Nah, that doesn't sound Irish at all. I think I just found the cold open.
Yep. All right. Article continues. The Simpsons 33rd season won't begin until September 26th, but the members of Virginia School Board inadvertently got a sneak peek of sorts from a group of pranksters. It seems that most of the names listed to be called for public comment at Thursday's meeting of the Henrico School Board weren't real names.
Wow.
No figure.
What?
In a twist that is reminiscent of Bart Simpson's prank calling Moe's Tavern with laughably fake names, some of the people who signed up to speak included the naughtily named Phil McCracken, Aline Dover, and Wayne Kerr.
Ha.
Wayne Kerr. Ha ha. Other names of those who supposedly requested public comments included Sook Madick, Ophelia McCock, and Donkey Dick.
No. You can't. If you're reading a list of
Lou
names
Sassel
off,
didn't make the list.
Not Sue Assel.
Lou Sassel.
Jack Mayhoff. Mm-hmm. That was my brother's gamer tag for
Madick.
A long time.
Not surprisingly, none of these people actually showed up. Suspects they ditched the meeting to grab a drink with Al Kehoe.
Good.
Ha.
They made a joke. But as the video above shows, school board member, we'll say John, says each person's name with a varying degree of accuracy and still laughs at the end and continues to the next one.
You can't. No. The second you realize you're reading joke names, you have to say, I'm sorry, please give me 1 second. You have to read them all in your head very quietly and just start crossing them off until you unfortunately do cross off a real student's name because it sounds
like a
crank call.
Like the Jack Mehoff one. It like says like that one. It's like, oh, come on, guys, really? And then Jack stands up and it's like, yeah, that's me. I'm here.
Hey, sorry my parents didn't like me. But yeah, so the video is about 5 minutes long. So I'm assuming he said a name, waited a bit, and then said the next name, waited a bit, and said the next name. So It does show the other people laughing, and I don't think he understands why they're laughing.
That's such a... If he doesn't understand, then he's naively in the clear. If he does understand and he reads off one that's real bad, that's on him, and that's a dangerous game to play.
So, like Ophelia Macaque was probably one of them.
That's rough.
So, wait, is there actually the video, or are you just looking
at... There is an actual video with this. Okay. So if you want to look this one up, you can watch this man say all these fun names and not realize what's happening. Now, as I was saying to the gentleman before we started, Virginia, as I found, is a very politically charged state.
Audience, so he's talking to you.
I'm talking to you people, Virginians. Now, stop being so political. Because of this, a lot of the articles aren't as funny as I would like or have hoped to be, because they are very political, red versus blue, government versus government. Good show. So we're going to substitute one of my typical articles with a hilarious story out of Portland.
Oregon?
Portland.
No, we're doing Virginia. Hold on.
I understand. But I think you'll understand why, based on the writing of this article.
I understand that we already did a 6-hour car ride to Florida and back. I don't think we have it in us to do a whole trip to Portland.
I was going to airdrop the article once I get there. That way you can stay home. I'll take the trip.
Oh, okay. You'll take the trip.
He'll just shout with a megaphone.
Here's the article start. You tell me what you guys think. The Portland Pickles need your help finding their stolen pickle mascot.
Ah, no.
What could this possibly have to do with Virginia?
It doesn't. This is just a
son of a bitch.
Someone stole a big old pickle.
What do you think his name is? What do you think the big pickle's name is?
Dilbert.
Pretty close.
Damn it.
I want to say Pickle Rick.
Dillard.
But it's not that. You said not Dilbert's that. Pretty close.
I'm Pickle Rick.
Dylan, Dilbert is
nope,
close.
Nope, he gave it away. It's Dylan.
I did also just
you
say
coward.
Dylan.
You
it's
fool.
Dylan,
you
Dylan
buffoon.
T. Pickle.
That,
his name is Dylan T. Pickle.
That makes no sense at all.
It's okay. I'll show you a picture. That way we can go help find this man. So I'm going to show you
gonna
a picture of...
This is going to be a cartoonish nonsense. Oh, that's so much worse. Oh.
That's Dylan T. Pickle, boys.
Wow.
I wasn't
that
expecting him to be wearing
horrifying
baseball outfits.
I like how the hat goes slightly on top of the eye, so it looks like he's menacingly watching you.
Yeah. He does look like he's menacingly watching me. What is a baseball uniform called? It's not a jersey. There's got to be another name for it.
Uniform?
It's just a uniform? That's bad. There's got to be a better name.
It's a stylish outfit.
It is a stylish outfit. So the reason I chose this article, one, I was looking through stuff. This one popped up on my websites, and I started reading it because I thought it was hilarious. We don't relish telling you this, but it's kind of a big dill.
Ha. Boo.
Uh-huh. Relish. Dill.
Dill.
The Portland Pickles baseball team says their beloved mascot, Dylan T. Pickle, has been stolen and are seeking the public's help in bringing him home safely.
This is actually a ransom photo that Derek sent us of somebody wearing the Dylan T. Pickle outfit.
Could have been. It really could have been. It all started in the Dominican Republic.
What?
Oh, the mascot
what?
Origin started in the Dominican Republic.
Does it, Anthony?
Yes, they've very much enjoyed pickles.
Why?
Uh-huh. All right, here we go.
Because of Portland.
It all started in the Dominican Republic, where Dylan was making an appearance at a Caribbean baseball series. He was due to return to Oregon via New York City on January 31st, a week later. The team tweeted out some jarring news, an alert message from Delta showing that the bag he was traveling in had been lost somewhere at John F. Kennedy International Airport.
JFK Airport? Mm-hmm. In New York?
Quote.
What kind of National Treasure 2 tour of the states are we going on?
Well, I mean, he's flying back from the Dominican Republic. It's only so many places that you can fly back into.
Get a layover, I guess.
Quote, you win one championship this century and think you're too good for storage on an airplane. Some summer league team tweeted to its 29,000 followers. As the days passed, the team put on multiple APBs. What we assume it stands for, All Pickles Bulletin, sharing missing posters and calls for help across social media.
I hate it.
Wow.
I hate it so much.
The team stressed multiple times that the whole thing wasn't just a prank gone sour.
I hate Dylan it so the Pickle much.
Has a reputation for a high level of jinxes.
Jinxes? Like the voodoo curse? I'm Googling if jinxes are a voodoo curse.
Still, some team officials are assuring the public that they're not jerking anyone's chain. Kind of pickle.
I hate it.
You're definitely known for being funny and joking around a lot of social media. So we understand this kind of boy who cried wolf scenario. Assistant general manager told OPB, but this is definitely not a joke. We need our pickle.
I hate it. What? What? What is your baseball team that you decide pickle is my mascot?
Pickles.
All right. Royce, ready for the story to take a turn?
Now, Anthony, which came first, the pickle or the egg?
The cucumber.
Damn it.
Yes, the cucumber. I am also ready for the story to take a turn.
You ready to take a turn, Will?
Yes, please. Let's do it.
Dylan's story took a turn on Thursday when the team shared that Delta have found the mascot and delivered him home to their office, but after hours and without any notification. Instead of being welcomed back with open arms, Dylan was snatched from the front porch around 5 a.m. local time and carried away into the unknown, lost for a second time.
Wow.
Wild.
Ring doorbell footage shows a man wearing a jacket, hat, over-the-ear headphones, and a backpack grabbing the canvas bag and walking down the building steps. This turned from a mistake by Delta into a crime, the Pickles tweeted.
I hate it.
They are calling on the people of Portland to aid in Dylan's safe return, offering a reward for information and a no-questions-asked return.
We don't care what you've done to our pickle mascot. We don't care what you're doing to our pickle mascot. Just bring it home safe.
Let's see. Dylan is priceless, and it is estimated it would cost $1,000 or more to replace the costume.
That sounds like a price to me.
Yeah. Dylan is priceless. Now, it would cost us exactly $1,000 to replace him, but...
Which seems steep.
Local journalists, sports fans, elected officials, concerned by bystanders, and even other anthropomorphic mascots are amplifying the search and sharing messages of support on social media as the team continues its plea for help. Other mascots are now tweeting, "Save Dylan."
Ah, is Gritty tweeting?
Gritty might be beating a kid up. Quote, "Seriously, he is going to tell someone that he stole a pickle mascot, that he cannot be kept a secret. Do the right thing."
Someone stole this pickle mascot.
This guy's going to mess up at some point. He's going to let it slip. He's got the pickle costume.
He's going to come back on the grid at some point, and the second they do.
The article wraps up. Meanwhile, the team laments its fermented loss and continues its pleas for pickle help.
Good.
They haven't found him yet. This article was from February of 2022.
Oh, my.
They have not found the pickle.
Current. In a weird change of pace, Derek has found a current article.
Correct. So, yeah.
Also, I would like to apologize to the voodoo practicers. Practitioners?
Practi.
PhD students. A jinx is not voodoo. It is English, tracing back to Latin and Greek.
Wow.
Just fun fact. It's just bad luck.
Now, is plural jinxes, or is it just like jinkies?
Jinx-I.
I think the plural is also jinx.
I like the idea of jinkies more, though. Tied in Scooby-Doo. Jinxies.
What are you doing over there? Jinkies.
Jinxies. Do you hear this, audience? It's the sound of my glass being empty.
I heard nothing.
I also heard.
It's okay. My microphone picked it up.
Interesting. All right. Before we do what you're going to do, Virginia edition, I would like to know you probably shouldn't be doing in Virginia, like stealing mascots.
Anthony, how long can we drag this out so that Derek can't tell us what we can do in Virginia?
Oh, boy. Well, I have one somewhat related to the Dylan Pickle.
How?
Well, Dylan T. Pickle is a mascot costume. Uh-huh. You can't have this costume being worn on October 31st because it is illegal for children to go trick-or-treating on Halloween.
Huh.
Yep.
Hmm. illegal. And I'm assuming that's very heavily enforced with mounted police officers beating kids who are
I would think. I mean, that would be the only way to enforce it. Yeah. So
that seems a little out.
Yeah. Now, it does say on Halloween, as in October 31st. So I think other days are acceptable. I'm not sure.
Everyone goes out on the 30th.
This might... might Halloween stem back to like the whole like witch trials and all that stuff.
That was Virginia a long time ago for written law.
True.
I'm sorry, Virginia, did they not write things down back then?
In the 1400s?
Just smoke signals.
Yeah. Oh, we didn't People develop the English language until, I don't know, probably 1920 or so.
Written law in 1600s. I'm sorry, audience. I was 200 years off. It is illegal for women to be tickled. However, men are fair game.
Oh.
That seems pretty sexist.
Yeah.
So I can be tickled by a fella and a woman, but I can't tickle the woman back.
It's true. Mm. You're free game. Women, on the other hand.
It's going to be a lot of don't men
you,
tickle
don't,
things.
Don't you tickle your wife. Mm.
No matter how frustrated you may be, it is illegal to spit on a seagull.
That is a talent if you can pull that off.
Like,
that
you know,
is a
seagull keeps
shot.
On coming down, stealing your sandwich. You're getting all mad at him. You can't spit on him, though, because then you'll go to jail.
I like the idea that a bunch of people held down a seagull while they spit on it over and over again. Like, they caught it. I'm just like, we're going to get you, seagull. And they spit on it.
In Richmond, Virginia, it is illegal to flip a coin to decide who pays for coffee.
That seems a very, very specific law.
I can only assume that there is a more general interpretation of this law, but apparently this is what this website has decided to
who
narrow
does
it down
that
to.
Hurt?
No one.
The business
no,
person that's
soul.
Sitting there waiting for you to pay them. And this was back cashier. When the coffee cost that one coin. And they're like, oh, who's going to pay for it? Oh, we'll flip
that
the coin.
One,
we'll flip the form of payment. And then it's like, oh, best two out of three, best five out of seven. It just keeps
the
on going.
Cashier just
the guy's like, just give me the damn coin.
I'm outlawing this nonsense.
You have the coin. I see it. Just give it to me.
It is also illegal to park on railroad tracks.
Oh, that just seems wise.
In case you ever wanted
I would say
to.
I have not one, and it sounds rather dangerous to do it, period.
Yeah. Sounds very dangerous.
Yep.
It is illegal to hunt any animal other than a raccoon on a Sunday.
Hmm. What if the raccoon dodges the bullet and you kill that poor deer standing behind it?
Well, here's the thing. If you are going to hunt a raccoon on a Sunday...
You gotta use a club.
No, you must do so by 2 a.m.
Yes, 2 a.m. is the cutoff, which 2 a.m. seems a little weird because then it wouldn't be Sunday anymore.
A little bit.
Be Monday.
Yep.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I got one more if Anthony's got one more.
It is a actual law in Virginia... that you are supposed to honk your horn when passing another car.
Oh. Seems like a lot.
Yep.
Just seems like aggressive. All right, I've got one more. It is illegal to have intimate relations with the lights on.
Hmm. Yeah. How do I know where to go?
Intuition.
Oh, God. I'm too high.
All right. My last one is it is illegal to refer to any other brand of ham as Smithfield.
Smithfield? Is that a
is
very
Smithfield
popular...
a brand?
Yes. Smithfield is a brand. And unless
you
it's been
mislabel your ham
and processed within the Smithfield area... you can get fined for trying to call another brand of ham Smithfield.
Good. Good.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Good, good, good.
Fun. Well, what you gonna do, Virginia edition? Let's Hate go it. See what we can stir up. The craziness, the bizarre, the sexy of Virginia.
It's been like 30 episodes since you've introduced this segment, and every time it feels like a weird, like, Joe Exotic kind of vibe.
I'm never going to financially recover from this.
So our first stop in Virginia is Dinosaur Land. Who doesn't love a nice dinosaur?
I like dinosaurs.
How many states have these?
Every single goddamn one, Will.
I hate it.
You simply can't pass the Disneyland-style sign and not stop. I mean, who can't resist giant fiberglass dinosaurs locked in battle? And if that doesn't grab your attention, then surely the 70-foot-long giant squid will do the trick. A 20-foot-high King Kong gorilla, perhaps. For more than 50 years, Dinosaur Land has entertained visitors, rubberneckers, and locals alike.
This one sounds more advanced than all of the other dinosaur attractions we've heard of.
It does, to be fair.
To be fair.
Give me the... That does, it's already more... It's... Now... When Derek said Disneyland-style sign... I was expecting something like along the production value of Disneyland. No, it's in the font of Disneyland.
Well, that was what I was expecting when he first said Disneyland style.
That's fair. That's very fair.
Now, we've had our fun at the fiberglass dinosaur museum.
Real quick, I want to go back to the fiberglass dinosaur thing.
Okay, we can go
back.
Why
is there a tiger humping the D in land?
Because it wants the D.
This is still the highest production value we've seen out of any of these random ass attractions Derek has brought to us.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty good. It's not the horrifying Thomas the Train Engine Museum. It's pretty good quality.
It's not the various large animals of, what was the state? North Dakota.
One of those horrifyingly bland states.
So. What is this? Imitation mayonnaise.
Now,
how
we've had
can
our
you
fun.
Fake mayonnaise?
That is that's a hookah thing, right?
That is a hookah
that
thing.
That looks like
so
smoke.
So now
inside
we've
there.
Had our fun at the I Dinosaur Land Museum. How about we go to the very Reagan-esque exciting museum called the Drug Enforcement Administration Museum?
What?
Oh, this is all confiscated stuff.
You didn't even let us explore Dinosaur Land. You just brought us to the confiscated drug museum.
Well, I mean, I think you should have brought us here first and then to the dinosaur place.
That way we would have got really high and then come to the Dinosaur Land. Oh, yeah, dinosaurs. Is that tiger humping a D? Just say no to drugs, but absolutely say yes to visiting the DEA Museum. Just across from the Pentagon, it's a truly fascinating look into the DEA. Drug
the
addiction
Pentagon,
and drug...
the government facility?
Yeah.
You're good. Why is this anywhere near there?
Exhibits include a replica pharmacy, a head shop, and a crack house. Be sure to stop by the gift shop for your very own DEA paraphernalia. That's your Christmas shopping sorted right here.
What is a head shop? Why does Google auto complete head shop near me, head shop Florence, Kentucky, head shop Dayton, Ohio? What is this autocomplete?
See, you looked up that. I looked up imitation mayonnaise from the picture here. Because I was very confused what Kraft imitation mayonnaise is.
It is, audience, for your visual mind, it is a jar of mayonnaise with a legitimate Kraft label that says imitation mayonnaise. Anthony, do you have any further elaboration for us?
Not really.
Unfortunate.
Well, Anthony, I'd like to call back to one of your laws for our next museum.
Uh-huh. Go ahead. Call away.
You know, talk about Smithfield ham.
Oh, yeah.
The Smithfield ham.
Did you find the Smithfield ham curing location?
How about the world's oldest ham at the Isle of Wight Museum, Smithfield?
This sounds like the most racially charged location on the planet.
Remember how just the other day you were wondering where you could go see the world's oldest ham? Look no further than the Isle of Wight Museum, home of P.D. Gauntlet's famous pet ham. He made a collar for it, and took it to shows. No joke.
Pet
this museum
ham?
Highlights the history of Smithfield ham, which dates back to 1902. The ham has been featured in the Guinness Book of World Records and remains the oldest edible ham in the world.
Edible is a questionable statement. Edible is followed by several asterisks.
He has a collar, guys. He put a collar on his hand.
It does have a collar. It is. It is.
Looks just like it's just a tag, like an identifying tag. That's like, oh yeah, this is Ham from this date.
Audience, I'm gonna actually post this picture to Twitter when I announce the episode. But
I don't think that's the picture we should be leading with for posting on Twitter.
I've always wanted to just add a post of four random pictures from our Discord feed, but this literally looks like if you took meatloaf with like a ketchup glaze crossed with beef jerky.
No, this is like you took a hind leg of some animal and just cut it off, cut the foot off of it, and then just let it dry out.
My brain says that this is like a 2D flat piece of
jerky
meat at this point. Anybody who follows my Twitter, at Wilbo Baggins, will see this image.
We'll do two more fun attractions. How about the grave of Stonewall Jackson's arm?
His arm specifically?
When General Thomas Stonewall Jackson was accidentally shot by his own troops during the Battle of Chancellorsville, his left arm was so severely damaged that it had to be amputated. A chaplain saw the amputated arm on a pile and evidently thought Jackson's arm to be far too superior to go into just any pile of body parts. So he took it to be buried on his brother's estate. The arm was given a proper Christian burial and a headstone.
Gosh, I never thought about that. Not Stonewall Jackson's arm, but like just all of the body parts, like the amputated stuff. Like, could you just imagine stumbling across that? It's like digging down into the ground and all of a sudden you just come across a mass grave of just arms and legs.
Would you believe me if I told you that when you Google search Stonewall, just the word Stonewall, Stonewall Jackson is only the fourth autocomplete?
Is it the Stonewall Jam Company or whatever it is? The jams and jellies?
No, that's not even an autocomplete.
What are the first
Stonewall
ones?
Stonewall Jackson, a history. All right, so if I were to just Google Stonewall, I get, well, now, because I've Googled it, Stonewall Jackson, Stonewall Resort, West Virginia, Stonewall, Stonewall Riot, Stonewall Kitchen, Stonewall Movement. There's a lot of Stonewalls that aren't the Jackson.
Now, what member number was Stonewall Jackson in the Jackson 5?
I think the 6th. Derek, for once we have Derek pinching his brow in disappointment. And that's hard to do, audience.
I don't even know how to respond to that one. Which of the Jackson Stonewall 5 was Stonewall Jackson? I think he was dead. This Jackson is 1868. I think he was dead five. pretty way earlier than when
I
most people were conceived.
I don't know about that.
All right.
I do have an autocomplete for Stonewall Jackson 5. Round hand Rowan SoundCloud.
Well, for my final location, I do want you to describe what the first picture is.
Donald Duck's awful family history museum.
Okay, yeah. And then what's above that?
Oh, above that. Oops.
What's above that? It looks like either a canyon or some colorful honeycomb.
I'm going to go with honey.
All right. Would you believe me? I said giant bacon.
Giant bacon? No, it looks like stone.
Giant bacon? And now that I have your attention, let's talk about Shenoda Caverns. Shenoda Caverns is home to giant bacon formations formed by dripping minerals that resemble everyone's favorite breakfast treat.
Okay, so it is stone, not bacon. I'm glad we clarified that.
But more of a stone ceiling, not a stone wall. I'm running with this. It's going great.
That might be the cold open.
Thanks.
We have so many cold open options.
There's a lot in this one. Thanks to owner Earl Hargrove, outside the caverns is just as awesome as inside. Walk through the yellow barn and see a 35-foot high treehouse that is home to 5-foot squirrels.
Hold on, 5-foot squirrels?
Not real ones, thank goodness.
I'm not going to let you gloss past 5-foot squirrels. Elaborate, please.
5-foot squirrels Peru's 27 full-size float parades, from the Rose Parade, inaugural parades, and more. And finally, check out Main Street of yesteryear for department store window displays from 1940s and 50s.
Amazing. These are some cool-looking caverns.
He's got some caverns and some horrifying floats.
Yeah, no, the floats are terrifying. They look like Donald Duck's rejected plot counterpart. Counterparts? Counterports.
Counterpurs.
Counterparts!
Mm-hmm. So that's kind of fun. You got
the caves look cool, though.
Bacon Museum, that's rock, and then some horrifying floats.
Wow.
So that is what you gonna do, Virginia?
Why does Shenandoah sound like a Cleveland suburb?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know.
Now, we're going to wrap up on this fun article of Virginia. This lap one is up. In Virginia. And let's just say this might be the creepiest article I've done.
Derek, that is such a high bar already. Might I remind you of the cow eyes in the anus man?
No, this is creepy. So, it
sends a Discord image. Why does this look like a real life Minecraft person?
Person wearing TV torments Virginia town by leaving TVs on porches on.
I hate it.
The article opens up. It's the weirdest thing. He squats down, puts the TV there, and walks off.
It looks like he's wearing the TV and then has eyes on his chest.
He is wearing a TV, yes.
And then he brings you a TV to play his horrifying films.
Where is this happening?
Virginia.
I mean,
Virginia.
What's the problem with this? You're getting a free TV.
TV, man.
Does that TV look anywhere new?
No, it looks. It is.
I mean, that looks like what I used to play, like Star Wars Battlefront on.
True.
Okay, this is Anthony. This is a much better image of the what seems to be the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're getting a free TV out of it. This nice man out of the kindness of his heart, or nice machine. I don't know exactly if it's.
For the audience, if you were to imagine a man wearing a boob tube TV delivering you a boob tube TV to your doorstep, that is exactly what this is. Also, kind of looks like a Minecraft Enderman, if you have any familiarity with Minecraft.
The article starts, things are getting weird in Henrico County, Virginia. Real
certainly.
Weird.
Certainly.
It seems many residents have been visited by a strange person wearing a television set on their head who has been leaving vintage TVs on their porches since Sunday. How many people do you think he's been at since Sunday? I don't know what the time frame before Sunday is, but how many people do you think have reported this man outside their house?
15.
15?
Yeah, I was going to say 12.
60 people have been subjected to bizarre antics.
Wow.
Which witnesses say are being done by a guy dressed in a jumpsuit with a TV for a head.
Wow.
60 people. He has 60 TVs.
You know what would actually be terrifying in this?
Siren head.
Is if the TVs that he's dropping off are the old TVs from these houses. Like, family got rid of their TV. Like, 10 years later, all of a sudden, he shows up with the exact same TV and drops it off.
Oh, that's even worse. That is even worse.
That would be super unsettling.
Quote, it's the weirdest thing. He squats down, puts the TV there, and walks off. It's really weird. My first reaction was, did we order this? Not in an Amazon box. It was just kind of strange.
It was just sitting there. There's no packaging at all. No address.
Jim, who found an old TV, tube-style, 13-inch TV on his porch, finds the prank sort of funny, but can't figure out why. Doesn't know why it's funny. He thinks it's just funny.
I don't know why this is funny, but I find it hilarious.
He goes, I can't think of any technology or political point that would be valid here. It's just a senseless prank.
Good.
The local police department says more than one person is doing the TV porch dumps.
What?
He said officers picked up most of the TVs already so that citizens wouldn't have to waste time or money dropping off the orphan TVs at the dump. Although no crime has been committed, people urged anyone who spots suspicious activity to call the Henrico County Police Department.
As you should.
Huh. This is the second time Henrico has been tormented with TV Man.
I don't like TV, man.
Late August, more than 20 TVs were left on the porches of Henrico homes, but it is unknown whether it is connected to the current perpetrators or by a completely different group who worships the same TVs.
Worships?
Worships. Mm-hmm. How do you think he sees out of the TV that's on his head?
That was my question. I have literally no idea how thin or how easy it is to see through that glass. I hope he's just bumping into his crap until he finds a stair and goes,
That's the thing. Like, it looks completely black.
Yeah.
But, like, his head's got to be in there.
What if he's a headless horseman and he's just wearing a TV for a head?
Could be.
That's terrifying.
So, yeah, if you're in Virginia and you see a TV man, run.
Just run away.
I mean, unless you want a TV. The guy has not done anything violent or anything, like, outlandish.
He's wasting my time.
He is just dropping off TVs.
It's just terrifying.
It's just terrifying enough that if you were to open your door in the middle of the night and a man was just staying there in a TV costume, got to this.
Yeah.
Just walks away.
I mean, you got an old school Nintendo, and you have no way to play it because you don't have a TV that accepts component cables anymore. But then this nice man drops off this TV, and then you're all set to go.
Your guys' TVs not accept component cables anymore?
Well, I mean, it accepts component cables, but there's the lag.
That's true. I was going to say, I feel like even my most recent TV still accepts component cables.
Yeah, there's the lag. You don't get the lag on the tube-style ones.
So, yeah, that's TV man or TV people. Kind of fun. Not like crime, but I think it'd just be horrifying to open your window in the middle of the night and there's just a man with a TV for a head walking up and dropping something on your house. So, yeah, that was our fun kind of interesting tour through Virginia. Not as exciting as I thought, but not every state is a hit when it comes to funny, weird things. I want to thank Flip for our music, our intro, outro, and ad music. You know, once again, continue listening to their stuff. Pretty good stuff. Continue to come out merch, new songs. So definitely a band to watch.
Flip actually has another new single. Fun fact. Go check it out. It's actually pretty nice. Oh, and I like you.
Will, I'm sorry, I'm married.
That's fine. I don't know when to give up. We've got Derek laughing off mic again.
I just like you as a friend.
If you have any weird or wild news articles, much like the random assortment of articles we found for Virginia this week, please send them our way at thisisstatehood@gmail.com. That is all one word, thisisstatehood@gmail.com. Put your name and state in the subject line, and we will read your article on the podcast and give you a shout out. Yeah, I think that's about it for me.
I've been your host this week, Derek.
I've been your co-host, Anthony.
And I have been your hyperactive boy, Will.
Stay weird, America.
Mr. Pooh, tell you.